Welcome to Day 7. This is Lesson 7, and we're going to discuss and contrast the woman foolishness and wisdom. So if you look with me at Proverbs chapters 1 through 8, we will start out by just looking at the feminine gender that's applied to both of these constructs. Both of them are called she, but it's the difference in motivation and in the end result that really makes it important for us to take a closer look. So start in Proverbs 1:7, and we see the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. In 1:20, we see that wisdom's crying without. She's uttering her voice in the streets. She's crying in the chief places of the concourse and the openings to the gates. In the city, she's uttering her words. She says, "How long, ye simple ones, will ye love simplicity? How long, scorners, will you delight in your scorning? And fools, hate knowledge. Turn at my reproof, and I will pour my spirit out unto you. I'll make my words known to you." She promises that if we receive her words and hide her commands within us, and if we incline our ear to her and apply our heart to understanding, and if we cry after knowledge and we lift up our voice for understanding and seek her as we seek silver and search for her as if it's hidden treasures, then we'll understand the fear of the Lord and we'll find the knowledge of God. Now, she has a reason for this. She's worried about us. She says, "The turning away of the simple slays them, and the prosperity of fools destroys them. But if we hearken to her, we'll dwell in safety and be quiet from fear of evil. Because the Lord is the one who gives wisdom. Out of his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. He lays up sound wisdom for the righteous and is a buckler to them that walk uprightly." So she is giving him all the glory, and she's telling us that it's so important to listen to him. If we keep the paths of judgment and he preserves the way of his saints, then we'll understand righteousness, judgment, and equity, every single good path. When wisdom enters our heart and knowledge is pleasant to our soul, then discretion can preserve us and understanding can keep us and deliver us from the way of the evil man, the man that speaks froward or evil things, perverse things. The woman foolishness, however, she is considered a strange woman. She's a flatterer who forsakes the guides of her youth and forgets all about the covenants of God. In fact, Scripture says the dead are her guests in verse 2:17. Her paths lead to death, and no one returns to the paths of life that follows her. Her words are smoother than oil. She's really manipulative. And in the end, they are bitter. They're lies. And so they end in bitterness. Her steps take hold of hell. Her ways are movable and unpredictable. She steals honor and creates chaos and pain. She's a harlot. She's unfaithful, deceptive, loud, stubborn, she never stays at home, and she lies in wait. She's insensitive, impudent, a liar, and she uses others. She's narcissistic. She's a murderer. Ooh, clamorous. She sits outside the door of her house in the high places of the city and calls to the passersby. She calls the simple who have no understanding to take things that are not hers to give. And then she encourages secrecy. Does this remind you of anything? Wisdom, on the other hand, cries out at the crossroads and the entryways. She says, "Understand, hear, be of an understanding heart." She speaks excellent things, truth and righteousness. She speaks plainly, and she speaks right. Deception, perverseness, and wickedness is an abomination to wisdom, and nothing that we can want compares to her. She actually lives or dwells with prudence. She reveals knowledge and things that we can't know. She has counsel and sound wisdom, understanding and strength. By her, kings reign, princes administer justice. She loves those that love her, and all who seek her early find her. She has riches that last, and honor is actually hers to share. She leads in the right and the just paths and causes those who love her to inherit real treasure. not deceptive. Jehovah possessed her and brought her forth before the earth was ever created. He delights in her, and she rejoices before him and in his creation and in us. Wisdom appeals to us. She says, "Hearken to me, O ye children, because blessed are those who keep my ways." They're blessed. Hear instruction and be wise and don't refuse it. Blessed will be the man that hears me, watches daily at my gates, waits at the post of my doors. Because whosoever finds me finds life and obtains favor of the Lord. But he that sins against me wrongs his own soul. All that hate me love death. Early in my Christian walk, I remember reading, "The woman foolishness is loud and undisciplined," and it pierced me to my very soul because I thought it was fun to be the life of the party and, you know, to be running here and there. It was kind of a thing of my youth. But the scripture says that the word of God pierces asunder even soul and spirit. And James says, if any of you lack wisdom, you know, ask. And so I did. I asked God. I was disciplined in academics and business, but that's because that's where I got my sense of self-worth. I was completely undisciplined in keeping house and taking care of myself. And the Lord showed me that if you're disciplined, it would be in all your aspects of life. And so I began the quest to live a disciplined life, and I'm still striving for this. It isn't easy because I didn't learn it as a child, and so for me it isn't a natural part of my nature in life, but God is disciplined, and I want to be transformed into his likeness. What in these verses about wisdom and foolishness speak to you? Does there anything prick your heart? Jesus points out that he wants our well-being, so everything that he does is for our good. And when he gives us this guide to wisdom, and when he allows us to hear her calling to us, and when he shows us the distinction between wisdom and foolishness, it's so that we can have a good life and that we can live with him forever. Will you ask him for wisdom in the areas where you lack it today? Are there any remnants of foolishness that you want to leave behind? My prayer for you is the same as it is for me, that as we ask God for wisdom, we can believe that he will give it to us, and that we can leave behind the things that are going to hurt us or get us off track or keep us from being able to receive all the blessings that he has for us. May God richly bless you today, and I'll see you tomorrow. Bye.